Hello again, everyone. This is a We Wonks. I'm Kevin Cooney, and we most recently talked about millennials and politics in our big broadcast. And in this little We Wonks, we want to welcome one of the panelists, who is Eric Branstad, who joined us on our most recent podcast. Eric, thanks again for spending a little extra time here with us.
Well, thank you very much. It was a great night.
It was very interesting because I think most people, as we were talking even before the show started, have certain stereotypes about millennials, you know, that they are hipsters, tight jeans, man buns, whatever you want to talk about. But I think millennials are a much broader spectrum than that.
I think you're exactly right. And I think the main thing that I learned tonight that I guess I never really put together was millennials don't like being called millennials.
And you, and to clarify, you're not a millennial.
I am not a millennial. I'm 42, so it makes me Generation X, so born in 1975, which I also learned tonight that there's a, well, that there's a broad range of who is considered a millennial, and that is, you know, really anyone considered, you know, really potentially between 1980 and 1982 to 1997.
So as the campaign director for the Trump campaign in Iowa during the general election, did you reach out to millennials in particular? And if so, how?
You know, I put together a 38-page plan for the Trump campaign. This is back in the summer of 2016 as we were really putting our strategy together. And I put together that strategy to win every voter, to win everyone from 18 at the very first moment that they could vote, you know, all the way, you know, in all the way to the end. So, you know, with that kind of philosophy, the focus was is to get out every single vote that we possibly could. And that's exactly what we did throughout the state.
Did you target age groups, though, differently? I mean, were you trying to reach out to 20-somethings and 30-somethings differently than you tried to reach out to 50 or 60 or 70-somethings?
Certainly. We use different mediums in which to do that. You know, certainly, you know, we would use the social medias, and the Trump campaign was very good. We were very good at using those social medias to activate, first of all, activate and mobilize all of those supporters. And that's exactly what we did, especially through Twitter and Facebook and in all of the social websites.
Was there an emphasis on a particular issue that would be more important to a millennial as opposed to a baby boomer, for example?
You know, I think the overall message resonated. I think the Make America Great Again and the and really just the true honesty with the voter on where they stood and where they were going and what they wanted, and to make America great again. That's what resonated with the millennials. We got great millennial support, not only from Republicans, but independents. And you know, we saw a big win on election night, you know, by over 9.5%.
Talked about the stereotypes that people have about millennials or the
of
way
course.
They're portrayed in the media. But there was also kind of a concern among Democrats post-election that they were losing rural Iowa, that somehow their message wasn't getting out to rural Iowa. Along those lines, is there a rural millennial, do you think, or not?
There absolutely is. We won 93 of 99 Iowa counties. Every one of them were rural counties that we won. And we won those rural counties very large, regardless of what the makeup of Democrat versus Republican was. And we did that because we spoke to those rural millennial voters. We spoke to those voters that have been forgotten. Those, you know, I think the focus from the other side was so much more so on the urban side and how they were affecting and they were treating those urban voters. I think it was those rural voters that were not heard in 2016 and that we certainly struck a chord with and talked to, spoke to, and got out to vote.
Do you envision changes in campaigns now based on what you learned, not only about millennials, but just obviously it was a not traditional campaign that Donald Trump ran, not only in Iowa during the caucuses, but also during the general election. Do you envision a change in the way campaigns are run now based on his success?
Absolutely. I think now there is a new honesty to the electoral. And what I mean by that is that that honesty is a candidate who talks straight to the voter. And a candidate who talks straight to the voter, like we've seen the president do with Twitter and his rallies, where he's really getting out there and talking to the people. He's not just doing campaign ads. He's not just doing, I guess the old school mediums. He is getting out there and talking to the voters, whether it be through, you know, I like it how he tweets, how he is just straightforward and honest with how he tweets and talking to me and talking to the voters across the United States. He's talking to them, and he's telling them how he feels when he feels it. And that's
important
to me.
Yeah, but sometimes he may feel differently a couple days later or a couple of weeks later. Take DACA. You know, he's been just most recently, as we sit here talking on April 2nd, he's now kind of tossing DACA out, whereas a couple of months ago, he was offering a certain amount of optimism for.
That's also the great part about Twitter, is that we can express things when we feel it, how we feel it. It's not necessarily a gigantic policy or coming directly from the White House, but this is something that is unique and straightforward and coming straight from the individual at the time. And that's what I like about the president, is that I'm hearing how he's feeling when he feels it. And I think that's what works.
Are you saying that he's entitled to change his mind?
I'm not going to speak for the president, and I'm not going to speak for the White House. I know better. However, I do know that I like that straightforward honesty, and I like that straightforwardness to the American people on when you feel it and expressing it. And I think a lot of Americans feel that same way.
Eric, we appreciate the fact that you spent some time here with us today.
This was
also
a true honor and true privilege. Thank you so much.
It was a great time. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Eric Branstad, one of our panelists for Wonks. And this has been a We Wonks. I'm Kevin Cooney.